Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres are off today and return to practice tomorrow. The hope is Rasmus Dahlin is a part of that and then ready to return from his seven-game absence this weekend against Toronto and Boston. Of course, that's where the hope is right now. And
he looked good skating yesterday in the morning skate, Duffer. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, he stepped on the ice. He looked good. He was pushing.
Yep.
I actually thought, is there a chance that he could play against Montreal? And then obviously they said he needs to get a team practice and we need to see it. You know, so they said it wasn't going to happen, but there was a piece of me watching the morning skate that thought, he's pushing really hard and like almost like a guy that wants to play and ready to play just needs an extra day or two to make sure everything is good.
And the Amerks are playing tonight. They've got two this week against Syracuse at Blue Cross Arena. They're dealing with some injury issues as well. So we'll see when, if Hellenius and Wahlberg. Hellenius, they're kind of questionable in the questionable, the day-to-day range here. So there's kind of some fluidity as far as Wahlberg's been out for a few games. But Hellenius, you know, could kind of join that sideline for a little bit. But they obviously are coming off a terrific weekend in Belleville, and they are just right in the thick of it as far as, you know, the top of the division is concerned. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, just the likes of Roseanne's progress here of late. And the reason, many reasons why we go down this path, obviously, is it's opportunity. Every single time. Like mm-hmm. Pat Coletta was just hammering that home last night in pregame and first period. Like, that's why you can't have the group be affected, bothered, worried about those early game moments last night for as long as they were. Like, there's just so much opportunity to change the narrative. And you know, for an organization that has drafted high and has these prospects, like Jiří being in the lineup now for the bulk of this season for the Sabres. Roseanne was only up briefly, but has to know that the results are not there for the Sabres right now. What can I do to force my way back into the mix? Tyson Kozak unexpectedly made his NHL debut. Found his way to the back of the net, right? Like, and then beyond all of that is what the players are dealing with now from an outside noise / media standpoint mm-hmm. and the expectation of change. And Alex Tuck's comments to start the show from postgame last night, that it happens within the room, this change. But we all know the reality of sports. Not always the case. So you look at social, you talk to people, you get flooded with suggestions, trade proposals, ideas, frustration, hope. It's all in one big bundle, right? Like, that's what sports does. So what do you think is going to happen here in this next little bit of time? How real is something significant, in your opinion, as far as a transaction, multiple transactions?
Well, I think the, what are we today? We're Tuesday. So the freeze
Pretty
happens on Friday.
It's Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday. You're right. Sorry. I'm a day late, a dollar short and a day late. So the freeze is starts on Friday here. So before the freeze, no, I don't see anything happening. Yeah, isn't it? We're the 18th. The freeze is on the 20th. So the freeze is on Friday. Nothing's going to happen before then. And I still think the idea right now is to say, got to figure it out. You got to. And it's not even about, oh, that would be a free pass and somebody gets traded and then all of a sudden there's a reset. No, because if somebody gets traded, does it change the way that everybody is approaching the game and playing the game right now? No, it doesn't change. Everybody's got to take a step forward and get that change. Now, the biggest thing for me is that I get the team is off today and there's rules in place when it comes to days off. And, you know, I was part of a large group of players. I was like, hey, we need to negotiate this into the CBA where we get days off that are planned for the month, right? You get your 4 days off for the month and you know before the month is starting, those are going to be days off. Why? Because we never had any, especially if you were a young player and me, a backup goalie early on, you would go months without never having a day off, never. And that's tough. That's tough on everything. But so I get that. But I'm also looking at, okay, would the record have been different over the last 11 games if every morning skate, every practice, every opportunity you had to go on the ice was an hour practice and you really worked everybody to the ground, like to the point where it's like, oh, I'm exhausted, right? I get it. Sports science, get in and whatever. But at some point you're like, okay, now we got to change it. And look, my son plays college hockey and they've lost a few in a row. And the last time, you know, they played Penn State their last game and they lost. And he's like, this week's not going to be easy. And it's like, is it different? Yeah, you play two games a week. You can have a Monday, Tuesday practice where you're getting work to the ground. And then you have Wednesday, Thursday to prepare for the Friday, Saturday game. I get that. But the one thing right now is I feel like, I'm sure Lindy Ruff and the coaching staff is looking around and saying, when is that practice where everything is battle drill, everything is, you know, race to the puck, everything is all of that, where we just completely empty the tank. And we'll see what happens, because over the last 11, you're 0-8-3. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's, we got to save some for the game. Let's have the morning off so we can have energy for the game. Some games have been close and some games they've played well enough probably to win, but it hasn't mm-hmm. happened. So I'm thinking the next step is probably before trade, before anything is, yeah, the tank is going to be on empty after a few practices. And we'll see what happens with that.
Do you think players are thinking, like, do you think the outside noise affects the current group of players differently than even your era, if you will, of players, which is not that long ago? And how do you think they do deal with this?
Great question, because the outside noise is different, right? Like, the outside noise for us was the media asking you question, right? And it almost, there was, the outside noise wasn't as loud, but the inside noise was louder. Like, we created the inside noise more in the room of, you know, when you're being asked, losing games. Now I think more because of social media and everything, athletes are conditioned to try to tune out the outside noise that almost becomes tuning out some of the inside noise that usually is loud, right? Because your brain is conditioned to say, I'm not going to go on social media. I'm not going to, you know, watch it. I'm going to try to put a smile on my face. And yeah, I mean, has there been more outside noise on this team than over the last 48 hours? No, because you know, you have Mr. Pegula coming in. You know, everybody's talking about, well, Cousins is probably going to get traded. And now there's rumors about Vancouver and Elias Pettersson. And then you're like, oh, Vancouver is saying, no, that's not true. And there's a lot of outside noise. There's a lot of outside pressures, mm-hmm. right? And then 19 seconds in Montreal, you give up a goal, you lose 6-1. So I'm saying the outside noise doesn't reach players the way that it used to because it was different. But it's the inside noise that has to be like absorbed and that has to be responded to. But I think sometimes your mind is so conditioned to shield the outside noise away that mm-hmm. you're also shielding the inside noise that you should be paying attention to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
So you never want to be in this position because it would be perceived as not a position of strength, having lost 11 in a row.
Yeah.
The reality is no matter who's up, who's down, who's even across the board, ongoing discussions, ongoing realities with roster configurations, injuries. Yeah. Like, for example, Vancouver, from before the preseason and navigating the start of the year without Demko, not only was Lankinen heroic in keeping them in a great position.
Yeah.
They've been looking for defensemen. This has been widely known. Their defense is not what they need it to be to match their end of season goals. So this talk doesn't just come about because one team is here, one team, you know, is at a completely opposite position. There are realities in all of this. So
yeah.
I view this as an opportunity to thoughtfully look at other teams, their needs, and contrast it with what the Sabres need to see if there's good fits here to make changes, because whether it's 100% what Alex Tuch said, that the change has to, can only, however you want to phrase it, come from within the current walls of the room, or whether it actually does contain a little pop, a little boost from the outside to get everybody back up in the right direction.
And are you going to get full value right now if you make a trade? Probably not. Like, but,
yeah, but
because
you're
underperforming. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you get full value. Are you doing what's best for your club, right? Like Bill Guerin always says, when I make a trade, I'm not trying to fleece the other team. I'm not even trying to win the trade. I don't care if the player X that I send to you does better with you. Is my team going to do better in the end because I made the trade, right? Is my team going to be better? Like, maybe that player doesn't perform as well as the other guy. Like, yesterday on the press box in Montreal, Montreal media gathered, over a couple of hot dogs between, you know, during the intermission, whatnot, and they're like, look at all the players Buffalo let go. Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhardt, Brendan Montour, Ryan O'Reilly, Rasmus Ristolainen, Linus Solmark. They all let him go. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, if your team was performing and your team was better, you would say, I don't care that we don't have all these guys. It's about us, right? So my thinking now is that, are you at that point where you say, major roster reconfiguration need to happen, and are you maybe not willing to not get 100% in return? Maybe it's 90% in return, but maybe in the end your team is better than that. Like yesterday in the game, Duffer, 5-on-5 shot attempts, Jiří Kulik was number one with 5 shot attempts. Your next players were 5 defensemen: Clifton, Gilbert, Joki Aryu, Samuelson, Power, and then Jason Zucker got in there. Like, they were tied at 3 shot attempts at 5-on-5. You had 5 defensemen, Jiří Kulik and Jason Zucker, as your players with most shot attempts in the game.
And just for perspective on that, Mike Matheson had 9 shot attempts in the first period alone.
Yeah, and he played almost 9 minutes.
Right. So much more is needed in the way of shots, shot attempts, zone time, any number of ways you want to cut it.
Yeah.
There has to be more of an offensive presence.
And, so. But are, at this point, like, if you take any players on the Sabres and you say, oh, you know what, we're getting call on that player,
yeah,
you're probably not getting the return that, because you're evaluating your players and you still think that those players are better. They're better than what their performances are right now. They're better, like, and I, you know, use Dylan Cousins for an example, but you're looking at Dylan Cousins, you're like, that player is better than what I'm getting. So I should be getting this value. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that, well, the value you're going to get is the value of what you're getting on the ice right now. And that's what is out there. That's what is probably being talked about.
Is it reasonable to view trades like we were recently viewing and discussing coaches' challenges? You don't know
until
you do it.
Yeah. Well, that's 100%. Right? 100%.
And so remember, and I don't want to say you scoffed in partnership with Shayna, but I suggested earlier this year that if Mackenzie Blackwood keeps playing and a contending team gets desperate enough, that he could easily go for a first-round pick. And remember, I'm not talking a top 10 protected pick. I'm talking a late first-round pick, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like assessing value, like, you can't just say that a first-round pick holds this somehow infinite value for years down the road. Because the truth of the matter is, do the math. Most of them don't turn out anyway. And I look at the trade that just happened with Blackwood. Kovalenko's a point a game since he went to San Jose. Mm-hmm. So at worst, the San Jose Sharks have found themselves a top 9 player who can help right now.
A good prospect.
I don't know what that value is mathematically, but it's value. They replaced Blackwood with a somewhat similar, but oh, by the way, top three in NHL wins, which means there's only two other goalies like him the last 2 years, in Georgiev, who is also still a trade chip and has value. And they got a second round pick. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, if I put those three assets together, I would take that every day as opposed to a first round pick. Yeah. Unless I knew 100% that it was the deepest first round pick in history and I was going to be picking like seventh or above. You know what I mean? So this is a long way of saying you don't know until you do it. And well, I get it. We have precedents. We have history of trading some players and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? Like
7 years ago, the Colorado Avalanche, the Ottawa Senators, and the Nashville Predators made a big trade, right?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Duchene.
Matt Duchene, yeah.
When that first happened, okay, so Matt Duchene went to Ottawa, Cal Turris went to Nashville, and how about this? Shane Bowers, Andrew Hammond, a conditional first-round pick that became Bo Byram, mm-hmm. Sam Girard, a second-rounder, went to Colorado. Mm-hmm. When it happened, Cal Turris was great at that first in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And Matt Duchene is the best player in the deal.
Yeah.
Who won that deal? Colorado.
They have a cup. And the other two do not. So,
And exactly. But at the end of the day, it's like you don't know until you make the trade. And Colorado didn't know, but they said, we got to do it. And they ended up getting it.
We're tight for time. That I know. Yeah. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.